You're listening to the M Relevance Marketing Minute. This segment is made possible by M Relevance and brought to you by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum. On the Marketing Minute, we discuss the latest marketing strategies and tactics, from branding to social media to the latest technology and tools, all to help you sharpen your approach to marketing and PR and drive your message. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Marketing Minute. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Carol, today you want to talk about blogging. I thought blogging was long ago dead. Why are we talking about blogging?
I think a lot of people think it's dead or wish it was dead. You know, blogging is critical. And, you know, you can call it a blog, you can call it your news site, call it whatever you want. But publishing content to your website that is about your company on an ongoing basis is probably more important today than it ever has been.
Well, what percentage of websites out there are actually built on a blogging platform? I think it's important to say we're not really talking about being, you know, the old traditional way of thinking about blogging. I mean, is another way to think about what we're talking about here is just yet another strategy that's part of your content marketing strategy?
It's absolutely content marketing strategy. I actually am Googling to see if it says. Okay, so apparently WordPress is used on 25% of all websites online today.
Right.
So that's pretty high percentage there. And I suspect that it may even be higher than that if you looked at other other blogging sites. But yeah, it absolutely is critical to content marketing and to your search engine optimization strategy. And, you know, the difference really is, you know, that fresh content. You know, every time you post a new story, a new blog, you are pinging the search engines and giving them another reason to come back to your site versus, you know, an old static site that you might have up that, you know, you don't ever update anything on it. You don't ever add new copy.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you change out a couple of pages here and there, but that's not the same as adding 2 to 4 to 8 new posts a month that have that opportunity to attract the search engines.
Well, see, I think I'm an example of what we're talking about here. I mean, my media platform is where I publish all my radio interviews. I have columnists that publish regularly articles and columns. And that is, in essence, I'm using my website's built on WordPress. And so we are, in essence, blogging.
Right.
Although I don't consider us bloggers because I'm publishing interviews and articles and columns. But that's what we're talking about here. I mean, this is almost an impossible question to answer, but I'm going to ask it of you anyway. Is there a good strategy in terms of the frequency with which you should publish?
Well, you know, I guess what's most important is whatever frequency you start with is what you should continue with. You know,
right.
We'll see people that get all excited about it. I'm going to attract the search engine. I'm going to put 30 posts up this month. Well, that's great if you can do 30 posts every month, but most people can't. So, you know, maybe shooting for 2 a month or 4 a month or 8 a month. Obviously, you know, more is better as it, you know, in terms of attracting the search engine and attracting traffic and even buyers to your site. They want to see what's new and different, you know, in your news section. But, you know, you don't want to do 8 1 month and none the next.
Yes.
Because, you know, what happens is, you know, you get Google coming back to your site, and Google could be any search engine because you're posting frequently, and then you stop posting or you spread them farther and farther apart. Well, the search engine will stop coming back to your site. And we've seen sites that, you know, haven't been crawled by Google in 2 years because there haven't been any signs to tell Google to come crawl. So it's, you know, it's critical to have that content and to have a plan and to update it regularly.
So because I think one of the real powers of having a regular blogging or content writing process is the other ways that you can repurpose that content. Because we talked 2 weeks ago about your email marketing strategy, that your blogging is critical as part of that, or can be, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if you look at how content rolls out, you know, so last week we talked about public relations and that strategy. So when we look at content and we look at stories, we sit down with our clients and we determine what are the stories that we want to tell. And we like to have a content plan that looks, you know, 6 to 12 months into the future if at all possible. That's not always possible. But then we look at each story idea and we determine, okay, is this best used as a press release? Is this, you know, best case scenario a blog post? You know, should this be a Facebook post? How do we want to use this tidbit? And sometimes the answer is it goes everywhere. So, you know, maybe we wrote it first as a press release and then we rewrote it slightly to be a little more informal and use it on the blog. But then it's also going to be the lead story of the newsletter this month. So you can really get your content calendar and your content strategy to do your heavy lifting for you so that you're not having to write as much fresh content to feed all of your different machines if you look at all of your content as a whole. Because the reality is you could take that same blog post. It's a press release. It's a blog post. You've used it on Facebook. You know, you can use it on Pinterest with some pretty photos. You know, you can use it everywhere and you're not going to offend anyone because everyone's so busy and so inundated with all the content that's being created that they're probably only going to see it one place.
Yeah. Well, the common struggle that I observe with organizations that are trying to become good bloggers and content marketers is the struggle of, well, what the heck do we write about? And I guess I have two comments. Right. I guess I have two thoughts on that. One is, I mean, you've been talking about this content strategy or this, you know, have the importance of having a plan or an editorial strategy. So talk about how you construct that, but also you can hire professional help to help you generate this content. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. It's a large majority of what our agency does is write content, whether it's for media relations or blogging or social media or, you know, updates for the website. You know, again, when you're thinking about your content plan, I always start with whatever the big, you know, big milestones are first. You know, what's coming up for your company? Are you introducing a new product in third quarter? Are you introducing a new service? What's coming online that's already in your, you know, business process? So, you know, add all those first and then, you know, start filling in with other things going on, you know, sponsorships that you have. Maybe you're doing something for charity. You've got, you know, employees that are winning awards, or you have new employees you want to announce. So, you know, once you really dig into what your business process is and what you do day to day, you should have plenty of stories to be able to tell, you know, on all of the different sites that you need to tell them on. It's just a matter of putting it all in writing and coming up with that, you know, cohesive strategy.
Yeah. One of the strategies I also tell people is, all right, well, make a list of the 15 to 20 most common questions that you get from your customers about whatever, about the
product.
Absolutely. And there it becomes almost an immediate editorial list of subjects to write about. And you update those too. I mean, don't publish one answer and then never mention it again. I mean, you can update the conversation with new ideas, new technology, new this, new that. I mean, so this stuff can be written about again and again and again over time, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's a great strategy. It's one I've used a lot. You know, we'll get a question now and then and, you know, long email and response. And I'll look at the email and go, oh my gosh, we just wrote a blog post.
Yep. Yep.
So, you know, because, you know, five other people asked that, we might as well put it up and we just direct people to that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that's a great tactic is to use those frequently asked questions as blog posts.
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right. So, Carol, should anyone have any questions about their blogging and or content generation strategies, where do they go?
Well, they can give us a call at 770-383-3360 or look us up on the web at denim.marketing.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Marketing Minute. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We're signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the M Relevance Marketing Minute. Today's episode was made possible by M Relevance, a marketing, communication, and interactive agency. To get help on SEO, creative, PR, social media, web development, and more, visit marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week on the M Relevance Marketing Minute.